We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo was forbidden to accompany his father and his uncle to China. The young man was bitterly disappointed, but he realized the justice of his father's decision. The night before the Polos sailed from Venice, the Doge gave a great banquet in their honor, and many complimentary speeches were made. Marco Polo spoke and told of his deep shame and mortification at not being allowed to accompany his father and his uncle on their historic journey to China, a land which no white man had ever entered. Then Niccolo Polo, the father of Marco Polo, relented, and he announced that his son would accompany him on his journey. Eventually, the voyagers started, and without undue incident, they arrived at Yazdi, the capital of Persia. There, they were given royal greeting by the Khan of Persia, but he astounded them by saying that the great Kublai Khan would allow no white man to enter China.
But most high, did you not bid us return here so that we could accompany a beautiful woman to China?
You said she was to become the wife of the great Kublai Khan.
You bade us return so that we could accompany this woman to China.
I know, but I have since communicated with my brother, Kublai Khan. And he says that although he is anxious to set eyes on this woman, he can wait until I send some of my soldiers to accompany her on the journey. He wants no white men in his land.
Most high, you made me a promise. When I enabled your soldiers to defeat the old man of the mountain, you swore that you would bestow any gift on me, any gift which I cared to name.
I did make that promise.
Then I beg that you keep that promise. Let my father, my uncle, and myself accompany this woman to China.
I would do that willingly, Marco Polo, but I have no desire to send you to your doom.
If we go to China, we do so at our own risk, mighty Khan.
My brother Kublai Khan has told me that he will slay any white man who comes to his land. Would it be gratitude if I sent you to certain death?
You made us a promise, noble Khan. I beg that you keep that promise.
Are you all decided, in spite of what I have said, that you will go to China?
I am willing to go to China.
My heart is set on going there.
I am ready to go to China now.
If I made a promise, I must keep it. You are three determined and courageous men. But I warn you, my brother Kublai Khan is a fierce and determined warrior. He has made himself the greatest Khan in the world. He slays all whom he considers his enemies.
Knowing that, we are still anxious to go to China. We go on a peaceful mission, and we beg that you allow us to accompany this princess who is to wed Kublai Khan.
So be it, my friends. It is not for me to try to shake your determination. You shall have one of my captains and six of my soldiers as an escort. The princess will be carried by four bearers in a silken litter. You will be responsible for her welfare. Take you this ruby ring, Niccolo Polo. Place it on your finger. If you are in danger, show those who threaten you this ring. But I doubt whether it will be effective. That is all I can do for you.
I thank you. We are willing to risk our lives. We will try to persuade Kublai Khan that we shall be his friends.
May we see the princess whom we are to escort to China?
You shall see her now. She will wear a gossamer veil over her face. But I warn you, the only man who is entitled to raise that veil is the great Kublai Khan, a man who is to be her husband. Even through the gossamer veil, you will be able to see her matchless beauty. Let the Princess Dalara be brought before me, and let Captain Naidu come with her. Now, my friends, be seated. The princess will soon enter. Captain Naidu will accompany you on this perilous journey to China. Bring wine and meat for the guests of the Khan of Persia. Refresh yourselves, my friends. You will rest here a few days before you undertake your journey.
We will rest here a few days, noble Khan.
The road to China is not free from robbers and scoundrels. You may encounter a fierce tribe of men called the Koronas. They are dark-skinned scoundrels and makers of magic. Many times have I tried to defeat them, but always have I failed.
Tell us something of these Koronas, so that we may be on our guard.
And what magic do they make, O Most High?
On the journey to China, you will have to cross the plain of Kianaman. This is a dry and arid waste of land, and at certain seasons of the year, there are fierce, heat-laden winds. Those winds whip up a thick dust, thicker than any fog, so that the eye cannot see more than a few feet. Out of that dust-laden fog come the Coronas. And it is said that they cause these dust storms so that they can creep upon their enemies unawares. When the dust is thick, when the heat is intolerable, be on guard against the Coronas.
We will be on our guard.
I cannot give you more than 6 soldiers as an escort. They are men well skilled in the art of warfare, well trained in the use of the bow and the arrow. Princess Zelana comes now. Have you ever seen such grace of form and figure, my friends? Come, Zelana. These are the men from the west of whom I have spoken. They will escort you to China.
But Most High, did you not say that it was unsafe for these men to go to China?
I have told them that, but they are brave and resolute men. They will go with you to China. You will be in their charge. You will be leaving in a few days.
Most noble princess, I swear that our lives will be dedicated to taking you safely to the great palace of Kublai Khan.
You are kind, sir.
Come forward, Captain Naidu. These men from the west are my friends. You will journey with them to China, taking 6 of your men. You will guard over them and treat their lives as you would treat all friends of your Khan.
I will obey, most noble Khan. But will 6 men be enough to guard the princess and your friends on this arduous journey? Enough to fight off the attacks of the Coronas?
I can spare no other men. Come, Zelana, be seated. Speak with the men from the west.
I must express my admiration of your bravery, princess. Only a brave woman would undertake this arduous journey.
I will be well guarded, noble sir.
I swear to that. With my life, I shall defend you.
Bravely spoken. Now, Zelana, you may withdraw. I will tell you when the journey is to commence. And remember, you are the promised bride of the great Kublai Khan. And he alone has the right to raise that veil and look upon your face.
I will remember that.
Go now. I wish to speak with my friends. Captain Naidu, you will bring a map and discuss the road which you will take.
I will be glad to discuss that with Captain Naidu. We have already made certain plans, but he will know more about this journey than we do.
I have been many times to China, sir. I will tell you of my scheme, that we will have to be on our guard night and day. It is no easy task which you're undertaking.
Aye, we know that. We are prepared to face any risk, any danger.
Forget about your journey now. Captain Naidu will make all arrangements for it. You will eat, drink, and be merry with me, my friend.
For several days, the Perlers stayed at the palace of the Khan of Persia. Then at last, they were ready to depart on their journey. By orders of the Khan, the entire population of Yazdi had been gathered together to bid farewell to the travelers. A great crowd gathered near the city gates. Veiled Persian women jostled with bearded men trying to look at the intrepid adventurers. Just prior to their departure from the palace, Niccolo, Matteo, and Benno were waiting for Marco.
Where is Marco? He knows that we're ready to depart. Look, there is the litter of the princess being carried down the steps of the palace.
Oh, the princess is not yet in the litter. See, the silken curtains are raised.
Perhaps she is taking farewell of the Khan. But Marco should be here. He knows we're ready to leave.
Oh, Benno, do you know where he can be found?
Well, Master, he will be here soon.
That is no answer, Benno. I ask you if you knew where the Master Marco can be found.
No doubt he is on his way to us now, Master Niccolo.
Benno, my brother asked you a question, and you evaded the answer. Where is Master Marco? Come now, let us have a truthful answer.
Oh, Master Marco will not keep us waiting very much longer.
That is not an answer to my question, Benno. Where is Marco?
Did someone mention my name?
Marco, where have you been? We are ready to depart.
Crowds are waiting at the gates of the city. The Khan wishes to bid us farewell.
Well, I did not leave the palace.
Benno knows where you've been.
And noble Benno kept his peace and did not tell.
It was a hard task, Master Marco.
Marco, will you tell me where you've been?
I have been talking with the Princess Zelana. Her litter has been carried to the foot of the palace steps. She is ready to leave now. We had much to talk about. I was telling her of some of the wonders of the Western world.
You've been spending too much time with the princess lately. The Khan does not like it.
Remember, Marco, she is the promised bride of the great Kublai Khan.
And she is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen.
But she wears a gossamer veil, Marco.
How can you tell the princess is beautiful?
The veil is transparent. She has a voice like a cooing dove, white fluttering hands that have clutched my heart.
Marco, we are about to undertake a perilous journey to China. We have won the friendship of the Khan of Persia. Would you imperil our lives by philandering with the promised bride of the great Kublai Khan? If you speak with her again, I shall send you back to Venice.
Oh, Father, Father, we cannot undertake this great journey in silence. I must be polite to the princess.
You will bring us all to our deaths, Marco.
Oh, be of good cheer, Uncle Matthew. We will arrive in China safely, and the princess will prove a pleasant companion.
Marco, I pray that you listen to me. I am worried. You must not pay so much attention to the princess.
She is a lady of royal rank, and she has been placed under my charge for this journey. I must relieve the tedium of the journey for her. Now come, come, smile. A cherished dream is about to come true.
All the trumpets have sounded.
That means that the time has come for our departure. The princess is about to step into her litter.
Then come, my friends. We start on the last and most dangerous stage of our journey to China.